Cycle. Welcome to the 1 o'clock no sour haha funny hour. We are back on the no sour haha funny power hour. What is it, Greg?
The no sour fun time haha power hour.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the 1 o'clock hour, or as we are trying to remember what the order of the words are, the no sour, haha, funny power hour. But speaking of that, J-Matt Nair. What are some of our road updates for those who are daring to go out right now?
Yeah, it's not good. Journal Sentinel reporting, and thank you, Crudy, for calling and giving me the heads up about this. Because of crashes, I-43 northbound at the Cedarburg exit and 9441 northbound in Racine County is closed. Two southbound lanes of 4194 also closed in Oak Creek. So that's quite a mess, and you want to avoid those areas as much as humanly possible. Quite frankly, folks, if you don't have to go out today, stay home.
I'm getting nervous about you driving home, Jane.
I'll be fine. I've driven in. I'll be fine. I shouldn't say that out loud because I'm probably going to curse myself now, but it'll be fine.
Can you take not the highway home?
I'll take Bluemont all the way.
Okay. All right.
And you know what would make me safe, Kristen Bry? Is if everyone put their lights on. That would help.
If your wipers are on, your lights are on. We need to come up with a fun phrase for that. All right. Well, now that we have gotten, we will keep you updated as we get traffic updates to try to keep you safe. But there is someone in the Capitol who is trying to keep the vaccine injured safe. And we're so surprised that he's made his way back. So we're so excited to have him. But, you know, I was under the impression that Ron Johnson, his relentless focus lately, it seemed like it was on Hunter Biden's laptop, but apparently, so far this year, our senior senator has made it clear just how much of a focus he plans to put on the vaccine and reported instances of injuries resulting from it. And he's taking stances that are at odds with the medical community that, you know, experts have called misinformation, but here to talk more about it is totally, definitely not an impersonator, but the actual Ron Johnson. Welcome to the show, Senator.
Kristen, it's great to be here with you again. I love that, you know, in your intro that they pronounce your last name, Kristen Bry, you know, because I didn't know how to say it. We call you Kristen Lai, where in my parts in Green Bay and the areas of the Fox Valley. So it syncs up nicely with that. You know, I am here. Surprise, surprise. Thanks for nothing to you and to the fine folks who listen to your shows, because Wisconsin families, they put their ballots in and they said, we want that guy back. So here I am. I'm here to represent you all.
That's true. That's true. You did win, and you are back, and you have a new focus, which, you know, I was a little surprised, Senator, to hear that you advocating for the vaccine injured is the only reason you ran again. Is that really the only reason you ran again?
Yes. Thanks for clearing that up. I think a lot of people would look and say, this guy's running because he's trying to hunt down Hunter Biden's laptop, or, you know, he's out there running for Russian interests or big business interests. The Koch brothers gave him a lot of money and he signed a contract and they have naked pictures of him. You know, a lot of people are saying those things, but I'm here to tell you that, I'm an advocate for the vaccine injured. And a lot of people say that, you know, vaccine injured is that's fake. That's fake news, that people are making that up. And if that's true, then why did I cry when that needle went in my arm?
I don't know, Senator.
Well, I'll tell you what, you said, you know, what are the injuries? People have been talking about this. People are talking, you go to your supermarket, you go to your local Piggly Wiggly, your Culver's, and this is what people in Wisconsin want to know. You know, what are the injuries that people have gotten when they go out and get their vaccine? And I've heard numerous things. You know, people have had, you know, dark pee. I've seen people have shorter eyelids. I think some of the folks have larger ears is something I'm seeing or hearing a lot about. Some people have looked at me and said, gosh, is that guy sick? You know, because he's kind of a turkey neck looking individual. But, you know, look no further than your own governor. If you want to say, what does a vaccine injured person look like? Well, he's addicted to ice cream and he looks like a scarecrow. So, I mean, those are some dead giveaways that you might have, you know, the vaccine injury. So I'm out here advocating not just for the people like him, but the regular Wisconsin families who maybe just want to have a regular life, you know, only eating sweet corn and hanging out with cows, right? That's what we do in Wisconsin. But, you know, you can't do that when you've lost your sense of taste, or, you know, you're somebody who now has to walk around with one arm because somebody put a needle in one of your arms. You know, I talked to a family in the Fox Valley, speaking of taste, where they got the vaccine and they lost their sense of taste so bad that they actually enjoyed the Rihanna performance at halftime of the Super Bowl. So, I mean, these are sad times for people in Wisconsin.
Totally real, completely legitimate, not an impersonator, Senator Ron Johnson.
Handsome.
Okay. Very handsome.
The VAERS reporting. You get a lot of your information about these alleged vaccine injuries from this VAERS report, which is, as I understand, people can report to this, but none of those claims are vetted. So none of those claims have actually been chased down to find out if they're true.
And that's the thing. I don't like chasing things. I think that's for dogs that are on the loose. I don't like things that are vetted. I don't take my dog to the vet because you know what they have there? More needles. So if that's what you want, if you want somebody who's going to take their dog in and spend all their time doing that, then go ahead and, you know, send your vote to the Democrat leftist liberals. And I mean, that's why they're so extreme and leftist, because they're getting that jab and it's making them crazy. One of the things I've heard people say that, you know, they've got the vaccine, and this has happened to me, where you get the vaccine and then you just start saying things that you don't mean, like you're going to take away Social Security, or, you know, that you are hanging out with Russian oligarchs. You know, those are things that, you know, just the microchips in the vaccine might make you say, but that's not to say that those claims are incorrect.
So since you brought it up, Senator, you mentioned Social Security. I mean, is that something that you, on the record, is that something you want to eliminate?
You know, there's lots of social things we should eliminate. You know, I'll tell you one, social studies. I'm not a fan of social studies. I'm not a fan of social media because that's where those lies are coming out. You know, kids should grow up in an environment where they can't point out where Dubuque is on a map, and they don't have to, you know, log into Facebook to make a friend. So actually, I think most things that are social should be, you know, removed. Other than social gatherings, I'd love to be invited to one this year. That's one of my goals, is to be invited one stateside and not in Moscow, just to attend and maybe make a friend. But you know, Social Security is a massive, massively bloated system that needs to be overhauled. I think Wisconsin families would agree with me that, you know, helping people to live with dignity and to be able to exist within the state is not something we're interested in. Okay. We can move that money around and we can give people the chance to do more effective things with their money. One of those things might be prosecuting Fauci. I think that number one, part of this has to do with the fact that he was the one jabbing the needle in people. He gave me my vaccine. I should admit that. And I think it made me shorter. I think there's either his blood's in it or there's something in there that made me less tall.
That's the first side effect I've ever heard of that. You know, and this is the last question before we let you go, Senator, because I know you're on a very tight schedule, but there's been a lot of these unidentifying flying objects flying around. And so as someone who is, you know, on the inside, can you give us any information to the people of Wisconsin?
Yeah, and I'm glad you said on the inside, you know, because I am on the inside. Okay. I've been inside an alien craft. Okay. And that's, I'll vet that. That's something I'm going to vet. You know, when you guys are out here talking about, oh, you know, the roads are tough and, you know, it's, here are some issues in Wisconsin, like election maps. Well, you know, talk to me when you get inside an alien spaceship and actually talk to an alien. Okay. Cause that's something that I'm interested in. Cause that's what Wisconsin families want to know. What's going on inside with those little guys? What are they up to? Why are they spying on us? I heard that they were up there in the in Door County. What's an alien doing in Door County? Is he spying on Al Johnson? Is that what he's doing? Because if he gets abducted, you know, this whole thing goes south. All right. That's a cornerstone, a pillar in our state. Okay. So I'm here to protect him. Those goats on the roof of that building, the aliens aren't going to get them. And I tell you what, if you see an alien, you tell him to come talk to me and we'll see if we can't get Hunter Biden's laptop unlocked.
All right. Well, Senator, that was something. We're so happy that you made time to once again trusted us to come back to the show. So thank you for your insight and your service, Senator.
Absolutely.
All right. That was totally the Senator. It was not comedian Ryan Mason reprising his impersonation of Ron Johnson. Ryan, as
what
always.
What an unfortunate thing to reprise. I remember when he was reelected, I was like, am I going to have to keep doing this silly voice forever?
You set yourself up. So for anyone who was not listening the last time you were on, Ryan and I first met at the Roast of Milwaukee last fall, where he did his set as Ron Johnson, which was before, this was in October, so it was, you know, a month before the election. And it was so spot on that we had to invite him on the show where he did it on the radio. And then as this story broke, I was like, hey, Ryan, you want to come back and do it again?
You know, anytime he opens his mouth, you call me, because like, he's so rife for parody now, because everything he's done is like a joke unto itself. He's kind of like Homer Simpson, you know, he's just like tripping over himself at every minute. But
all right. Well, because you made the time to join us today, are there any shows that you want to promote and have people go see you live?
I'll say I'm producing a show at the Cedarburg Arts Center, and it's a monthly show, and the people up there are fantastic. So it's March 11th is the next one, so Cedarburg Cultural Arts Center. They've got a huge space, and we're bringing in, like, the funniest people from the Milwaukee area and beyond. And so the ladies who run that show, a shout-out to them. They're awesome. Go check out that space. All right. And that show.
Absolutely. Send me the link and I will add it to the show notes. Thank you so much for joining us, Ryan. You were hilarious as usual.
All right. Take care.
All right. We will be back in a minute with more etiquette for 2023. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin, a product of Civic Media. Enjoy it live across Wisconsin, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Find your local station on our website, civicmedia.us, or on the Civic Media app, and catch any of your favorite shows as a podcast wherever you listen.
Amazing. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere. To do what Ryan does and just come up with, I only emailed him yesterday and he came up with all that stuff. And a lot of it, I think, was also just on the fly.
Oh, yeah. He's amazing. He's amazing. So much fun. And
so
and,
much fun.
And just so irreverent.
Yeah.
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 In a good way.
In a great way.
In a good way.
What's up with the roads right now, Jane?
The roads are a mess, folks. Seriously. And we have crashes all over the place. But some of the bigger ones, northbound 43, completely closed at County C in Ozaukee County because of a crash. 9441 northbound closed at County G because of a crash. And they are scattered all along I-9441. We got disabled vehicles and spinouts and all kinds of things. So seriously, if you don't have to go out this afternoon, then stay home and be safe.
Yes, please take care of yourself and stay off the roads if possible, because at least what I can see out my window right now, I will not be going outside because I'm nervous. I mean, yes, well, we'll talk about that later. But yes, wipers on, lights on, go slow, check Google Maps or Waze or whatever you choose to know if you need to take an alternate route.
Hey, there's a great website. It's 511wi.gov. And so that will bring this big map up of Wisconsin and show you where all the crashes are and where all the road closures are and stuff. It's really useful. 511wi.gov.
All right. Well, we kind of forgot. We started this last week and then we forgot to do it this week so far. But we're bringing back debates on etiquette rules for 2023. This is in reference to New York Magazine and the almost 200 pieces of not even advice. They just kind of said, this is the rule. And we're debating whether or not we think that is the rule on certain things when it comes to texting and friends and relationships. And so I think for now, we're only going to get one in today, but I think this is a big one that probably could spark a big debate. But on a date, all individuals present should gently and politely compete to pay the entire bill.
No.
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 This says, they go on, still, the historical mandate is hard-coded into most people and should be considered. If you're penetrating, you pay.
What?
Think about it. Of who's paying.
Well, no.
Who do you think should pay?
Well, first of all, I think it's completely unfair to assume that everyone can afford to do that. That you go out with six friends and...
No, I think this is on a date.
Oh, it's on a date.
This is on a date. So this is in a date. So on a date, all individuals present, so both people.
Okay.
If we're thinking that this
I'm
is...
I'm sorry. I guess
if you're in a polyamorous situation, there could be six people there.
That's true. But I've never had problems splitting the bill.
I've never had problems splitting the bill either.
And quite frankly, before I got married, I dated a lot of guys who were poor. They were funny, but they were poor. And so, and the funny was more important to me than them having money.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to shame them.
I would say I've always, and certainly now that I'm married, that's different. But in like the courting period, especially if I liked the guy, I think sometimes if a guy came off as kind of a douche canoe, I was like, yeah, you can pay for this.
I'll go with you on that.
Yeah. But the, I would say most of the times on dates, I would at least offer.
Yeah.
And if they would say, no, I got it. I wouldn't insist, but I would say I fall under this as at least doing the purse reach. At least the intention is there. Even if once you're like, no, I got this. You're like, okay, you can take it. But I also like the rule of whoever asked for the date has to pay or should pay as far as, because like now, you know, it's 2023.
Yeah,
there's
that's
plenty
true.
Of times. Because it's also, how does this apply in same-sex dates? Is it the person who asked? Is it, you know, like how does that navigate differently? And so, but even in straight date situations, if the woman asked, she was the one who initiated it, and maybe she should be the one who pays.
Yeah, fair enough.
So is this one we agree on?
I believe so, yes. And again,
I believe we actually...
Once again, the New Yorker is wrong. Because that seems like a real East Coast sensibility. Or you know what I mean?
No, we agreed with what they said. All individuals present should gently and politely... compete to pay for the bill, even, and so it's the no, I got it.
Right,
no,
right.
I got
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
So I think we actually agree with them.
All right, fine.
So this is one, I don't know if I've ever sent any of these, but never send an edible arrangement.
That used to be a much bigger thing many years ago.
Many
years ago. And I'm not talking about fruit baskets. I'm talking about a dozen chocolate chip cookies on sticks so they look like roses. That used to be a thing.
That was like a 90s thing. Right? I'm surprised they're still in business, if I'm being totally honest. I don't know the last time I saw an edible arrangement. You know, my mom used to get, it would sometimes be edible arrangements, but there was also a place in Madison growing up that had really cool decorated like sugar cookies mm-hmm. that were unique to the occasion as far as like when I was a street urchin in A Christmas Carol. I feel like I got a bouquet of cookies that are all like Christmas Carol themed.
Oh,
it was
wow.
like Ebenezer's top hat and like a musical note and stuff like that. And that was great as a kid. And it, at least it took a little bit more than just gluing a Snickers to a stick. So there was some also artistry that went into it. So maybe I'll say that those cookies on a stick bouquet were fine. Edible arrangements, not so much. All right. When we come back, 10 nutrition myths experts wish would die. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry. She is Jane Natanair. And we are giving you quickly an update on the roads.
What a mess. Southbound 43, multiple crashes at Highway 60. Expect lane closures there. Northbound 43 closed at County C because of a crash. And then 9441 northbound closed at County G because of a crash. We got scattered accidents all over the place with disabled vehicles on the shoulders and stuff. And it, particularly if you're by the lake, that seems to be where some of the heavier stuff is coming down. So visibility is not good. The roads are not good. Please, please use lots of extra caution. And again, if you're at home, it's 511wi.gov is a really useful map that has all the accidents and all that stuff that you can keep a lookout for. So
please be careful.
Yeah, be careful.
Slow down. Don't, God, yeah, it's still, I just look, every time I look out the window, it's just the cars are more and more covered
yeah.
than they were the previous commercial.
And we got a couple more hours of this to go. So it's, conditions will likely continue to deteriorate.
And what is the weather? Because you said there's potential that the weather is going to be like 40 on Sunday. And so this could all be melted by the weekend, but is it supposed to be a little bit better tomorrow? I'm trying to look up the weather.
I'm pretty sure
right now
tomorrow is going to be cold. So it's not going to necessarily, you know, 26 tomorrow, 39 on Saturday, 42 on Sunday.
So welcome to Wisconsin, folks.
Yeah. Get through today and tomorrow and it'll get a little bit better. But again, this is the roller coaster of spring when you live here.
Is this spring?
Sure.
Is February spring? I feel like technically it's supposed to be March 21st, right? As far as the calendar and the solstices,
right.
et cetera, go. I feel like February is still a winter month.
I have daffodils coming up.
What?
Little ones.
Really?
Not
anymore.
Yeah, well, this will insulate them.
Oh, see, this is why I'm not a gardener. I don't know anything about plants.
We'll get you there. We'll get you there.
Okay. All right. Well, I found this a couple of weeks ago that I thought I was saving for a day where we could talk about it. But, you know, I have throughout my days tried to take different food advice on what you should be eating, what you shouldn't be eating. I've paid money for gut biome tests that told me exactly what types of food, like superfoods and foods I'm supposed to avoid, et cetera. And so, but it seems like there's just some nutrition myths that won't die. And so about a couple weeks ago, New York Times surveyed some of the country's leading authorities to reveal the truth about fat, dairy, and soy. And so I thought we would go through some of these. And then, Jane, you can tell me which ones you already knew were a myth or which ones you were surprised to hear to be true.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Let's do a few and then we're going to get back to the roads.
Oh, is it that bad? Okay. Do you want to do an update before we get started?
Yep. Northbound, okay. 4194. Again, this is around Fredonia. Northbound 4194 at County G, the right shoulder there is blocked. We do have that complete closure northbound to 43 at County C in Ozaukee County because of a crash. We have wrecks and disabled vehicles kind of scattered all over the place, even out on Highway 16 to the west. So just be aware of this. Keep an eye on things. And again, if you don't have to go out, it would probably be best if you don't. As I'm looking at this 511.wi.gov map, many of these, fortunately, are now off on the shoulder. But as I'm looking at some of these cameras, particularly closer to Lake Michigan, visibility is terrible. And yeah. I'm sure that is one of the reasons why we're having so many crashes, because people can't see. The other big one, multiple crashes southbound 43 at Highway 60. Multiple crashes there. So that is another big mess. And you really, again, if you don't have to go anywhere, it's going to be better tomorrow. You can get your milk tomorrow. You can get your bread tomorrow. Don't feel like you have to run to the grocery store and do that now. Because again, as we've mentioned, we have a couple more hours of this to go through. And so conditions are going to continue to deteriorate. And even if plows are out right now, this is going to be just trying to keep up with what's falling.
Yeah. I mean, as of right now, I'd imagine they can't keep up because it still looks, as we said, visibility between stuff coming down or the winds blowing it every which way. It does not look great. So stay tuned. Jane, feel free to just cut me off whenever you feel like you need to get, that's more important than these nutrition facts. And so, at least to get started as we talk about myth number one, fresh fruits and vegetables are always healthier than canned, frozen, or dried varieties.
Say that again.
Sorry. So this is myth number one that nutritionists wish would die, that fresh fruits and vegetables are always healthier than canned, frozen, or dried varieties.
Now, I thought that was true.
It is not true.
It's not.
So it is not. Despite the enduring belief that fresh is best, research has found that frozen, canned, and dried fruits and vegetables can be just as nutritious as their fresh counterparts. The only caveat is that some canned, frozen, and dried varieties contain sneaky ingredients like added sugars, saturated fats, and sodium. But as long as you're reading the nutrition labels, they're just as healthy.
I'm really shocked by that.
I am. And so do you have an air fryer?
I do.
My favorite is getting Costco different varieties because I feel like frozen vegetables to me have never heated up well.
Mm.
As far as like in the oven or sauteed, or in the microwave, in the air fryer, they're great. And so that is my go-to now, is to have Costco frozen vegetables. And because often when I buy fresh vegetables, I do not necessarily eat them before they have gone bad.
And then you feel guilty. Don't you feel terrible about throwing away food?
But we just had a bag of avocados, which is always the worst purchase. You basically need to buy avocados like two or three at a time. Because if they all become ripe together, you either have to eat them all in the same day or some of them are getting thrown out because you have about a day for an avocado.
Avocado palooza, whether you like it or not. Going to update you again on the mess of road situation that we have over much of southeastern Wisconsin, particularly if you are closer to Lake Michigan. Southbound 43, multiple crashes at Highway 60. Also in that same area, southbound 43, northbound 43 closed at County C because of a crash. And the other big messy spot, northbound 9441 is closed at County G also because of a crash with numerous spinouts and blockages and other things scattered around the system. If you want to check in from your house, I really don't want you to call in if you're on the road. But if you are safe somewhere and you want to share what your conditions are where you are, you can always call us or text us at 844-967-2789. Again, give us a call or shoot us a text only if you're safe at 844-967-2789.
Yeah, it's always bad to text and drive, but it's especially bad to text today, I would say. And so as we punctuate this segment with updates about the roads, I'm going to keep going through some of the myths that you may or may not have known when it comes to nutrition. And so myth number two, this one I feel like when I was first starting to learn about, we'll call it diet culture, I was definitely privy to. But then Atkins and keto diet and all these other fad diets got very popular. So this one I already knew, but myth number two is all fat is bad. And so when that is a myth, not all fat is bad. Some fats are bad. Some fats are good. But when studies published in the late 1940s found correlations between high fat diets and high levels of cholesterol, experts reasoned that if you reduce the amount of total fat in your diet, your risk for heart disease would go down. And so then by the 1980s, doctors and federal experts in the food industry were basically making low fat everything. But now we know that some fat is very good for you.
Yeah, you can't get rid of all of it. And then they had just made up all the rest of it in sugar, unfortunately.
Exactly.
We are going to the phone, 844-967-2789, as we take a look at the mess that are the roads across southeastern Wisconsin. Hi, Corey. What are you doing?
Hey, it's Corey Hartman here. Yeah, we're taking a look at the radar. We've got some heavy, heavy snow bands, especially from the Janesville up toward West Bend and Sheboygan areas. There's been heavy snow through the Milwaukee area. 4 inches is the official reading in Oak Creek, and we've got a ton of accidents being reported basically across the southern one-fifth of the state, but especially Ozaukee County, north of Lakefield, up toward Port Washington. Portions of I-43 are closed due to some accidents, and even the emergency services are having a little bit of a hard time getting to where these accidents are because of the amount of cars on the road and the slow going out there today. So we've really got a pretty scary situation happening on the freeways and interstates in the southeastern corner of the state right now, guys.
Yeah, and Corey, this isn't going to be ending anytime soon either, is it?
No, and in fact, I think we could see, totals pushing 10 inches with some lake enhancement as we go through the afternoon here. These heavy snow bands, you know, stretch way back into portions of Iowa even, where they're getting some, wow, some heavy snow. So we could see a little bit of a break here this afternoon, but some wraparound again later on this evening.
And I would think,
Corey,
I would think too that plows are even going to have a hard time just keeping up with this. At least in Waukesha right now, as I'm looking out the window from downtown Waukesha, it looks like it is almost raining snow. And then with the winds, the visibility is just a mess.
Yeah, the visibility right now is down to less than a half mile right there in Waukesha as I look at the observations here at the area reporting sites. And, the winds are gusting upwards of 30 miles per hour in some places. So that's almost blizzard-like conditions. And again, it doesn't necessarily take heavy snow to get a blizzard. It's the wind in addition to the snow. And we're basically just below that blizzard categorization threshold.
And so right now, Corey, how far north do you have to go in Wisconsin to kind of get clear of this?
Boy, that is a great question. Let me zoom out. It's really going to be, there's some gaps north of Oshkosh. Appleton, Green Bay right now are not seeing heavy snow. Then there's another band north of Green Bay. So, I mean, you really need to get from a Toma to Escanaba, Michigan line before you're completely out of it.
Oh, wow.
That's just, Yeah, this is going to be a doozy. And then tomorrow, Corey, we have cold. And then this weekend, we're going to warm up a little bit.
Yeah, it's actually not looking too bad for this weekend, with temperatures basically in the 40s across most of the state. So Sunday, 42, partly sunny, and not as much wind either. So Sunday is going to be kind of our red letter day as far as weather's concerned, and a lot of this will probably melt by then. It's just getting through it now and getting off the roads and staying safe.
Well, as one who has had this experience, just make sure your sump pump is working come Sunday, because it's probably going to be, right, doing double duty.
Absolutely, absolutely. Keep those gutters clear as you can and all those other things.
Corey, really appreciate you checking in with us so much on this blustery February day here at Asgo's, Wisconsin. Again, northbound 43 shut down at County C. We will have more updates for you on the other side of the break. Kristen Bry, does that sound right?
That sounds right. We got one more segment before we hand it off, but we will keep you posted on the weather and the roads. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are closing out today's show, continuing to bring you weather and road updates, because this is probably the worst weather we've had this winter so far, I think, undoubtedly. Even though Christmas was super cold, it seems like this is the blizzard that they were expecting us to have over Christmas, as far as how bad road conditions are, how bad visibility is, and how, if possible, you should just stay home.
Yeah, this is not a joke, folks, and it continues to get worse now. We have another closure. Southbound 41 is closed now at Wisconsin 28 because of multiple crashes. That is the latest one. That just happened about 20 minutes ago. Then we're still dealing with northbound 43 closed at County C. That's from noon, which is still there. And northbound 9441 closed at County G because of a crash there. That too is relatively recent. And as I look at this 511wi.gov map, there are all these exclamation points popping up now all over across southeastern Wisconsin, and all of those are incidents. So many of them are off on the shoulders, some are off on ramps, but again, now we have some of those big closures on our major freeway systems. Don't go out if you don't have to, please.
Yeah.
You don't want to end up in the ditch, and you don't want to have to get, you know, those tow truck drivers are going to be really busy. You don't want to be waiting on them.
No, absolutely not. And I mean, good foresight as far as having all the school districts closed. I can't imagine having had school buses trying to, you know, now and an hour from now, trying to get all those kids home. And so it's probably annoying to have to try to work with your kid at home today, but you know, we all got used to that during COVID, but thank God that there's not school buses on the road.
Well, and I'm sure that that's why they called it last night, because when you have a storm like this, it starts right when the buses are picking kids up, and then is going to continue throughout the day. It's always, how are we going to get them home? We can probably get them in, and then how are we going to get them home? And you certainly don't want busloads of kids skidding off into the ditch either. So that's why they called schools ahead of time, I have no doubt.
Absolutely. And so, but just as a reminder, I mean, this is going to be basically into sunset, it probably looks like, as far as how, like, even once it gets dark, it could still be snowing. And so being sure to go slowly, before you have to venture out, just check the maps to see where closures are. But if you can avoid it at all, just stay home. And as the song says, don't want to do anything. So just take the opportunity and the excuse when you can get it.
Stay in your pajamas. Be comfy. Start a fire. Read a book. Chill out. Don't be the person, and I used to work with someone like this. Don't be the person who says, I got four-wheel drive. I'm in a truck. I can get through anything. The laws of physics will apply to you.
Did that person ever end up getting stuck in a ditch?
Yes.
That you know of?
He would never have told me.
Someone else had to tell you?
No, if it happened, he would he would never have admitted that to me, ever. And it's not worth it, folks. It's just not. It's not worth it for whatever obligation you have, unless it is absolutely critical. You can skip it for today.
I have that in my brain right now because I have a package at Mike's office that I just got confirmation is sitting there, and it's sitting there out in the open. And I'm worried about it getting taken. And so that me having to tell myself and take your advice right now is like, it will still be there tomorrow. Don't drive, even though it's very close.
No.
Just stay in. So know that you should do the same. Even if there's something that you feel like isn't that far, you can do it tomorrow.
Yes.
Or you can do it once it stops snowing tonight. But at least for right now, make the safer option and stay off the roads.
We have several more hours of this. So again, conditions will likely continue to deteriorate. They rarely get better. And I'm watching the winds blow out here in Waukesha, and they have to be gusting up to 30 miles an hour. It's crazy. And once it gets dark, it's going to be really difficult to see anything.
Yeah.
So, again, just make plans to stay safe and snuggly, and we will be keeping you posted throughout civic media as the day goes on. Just want to remind you again, northbound 43 is completely closed at County C because of a crash. Southbound 41 completely closed at Highway 28. That is because of multiple crashes. And then further to the south, northbound 4194 at County G. The right shoulder there is blocked, but then there's this multiple accident, which is completely closed down now, northbound 4194 at County G, because of all these crashes. And 511wi.gov is the website where you can go and take a look and see what's happening where you are. Stay home.
Stay home,
please. Just be safe. And make sure you keep track of your pets and stuff. We don't want them to get blown away or lost in a snowbank. Or do you have to shovel a special path for Cliffy?
Well, that's what I was literally just thinking, because I've been up in my studio for 3 hours. And so trying to think of, when I took him out this morning, it had not started snowing yet. So I'll have to go down there and see if Mike has taken him out since the winter wonderland snow globe started. And so, but he's a Texas dog. So he does not have a lot of patience for when the weather is like this.
Well, and he's only like 6 inches high. It's not like he's very,
he's like 11 pounds, but he kind of has to force, like he'll be trying to run back into the house. And so you kind of have to leave him out there until he goes, and then you can run back into the house.
Well, make a little path for Cliffy.
Yeah,
so he has
exactly.
a nice little safe place to do his business. And be safe, everybody, because, again, it's going to be a long couple of hours. Many, many accidents scattered around the freeway system. Please, please be careful. And as Corey shared with us, again, this isn't going to be stopping in the next hour or so. So we got a little bit to go yet.
Absolutely. And across civic media, we will continue to give you updates on the roads and the weather. But for now, we are going to sign off as goes Wisconsin and hand over the reins. But stay safe. If you have to be out, put your lights on, put your wipers on, go slow. But if you can, just stay home. We will be back tomorrow right at 11 a.m., whether we're in person or at home, but we will be back. Thank you for listening. Thank you for texting. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Thank you for listening to As Goes Wisconsin, available on Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please subscribe and leave us a rating. As Goes Wisconsin is a product of Civic Media and airs live across Wisconsin Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Civic Media is a statewide network of radio stations broadcasting local news, local sports, thoughtful commentary, and hand-picked music. We are always streaming on the Civic Media app. Find out where you can listen on the air or learn more about Civic Media and sponsorship opportunities by going to our website, civicmedia.us. We thank you for listening.